Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about AI. I wanted to talk to you about 12 different ways that you can use and leverage AI, particularly the ChatGPT platform. You can get the free version. I had another very popular video, 37 systems every restaurant needs to kind of operate systematically. And this is a little bit inspired by that. So I'm going to like go down and talk about 12 different ways. I'll actually link the video down below. And of these 12 different ways that I'm about to go over, get a little bit overwhelming, know that I'm going to have a PDF link down below in the description. So first off is email marketing. I could not emphasize this enough. Email marketing, we send 2 emails a week religiously for the last 5 years. ChatGPT, we create email sequences for our birthdays, you know, after purchase emails, we miss you email campaigns, all the things. It's only a matter of minutes to craft those emails using ChatGPT. So are you using it in your email marketing? That's the question. Social media content. We use that every single day for ideas, for scripts, for messaging, for taglines, for coming for a theme for the month. We give a different tone for commercial. Whenever you use that, you really want to give ChatGPT as much information as possible. This will be a YouTube ad that will be shown 3 miles around my store in San Antonio is going to be shown to people who like this, this, this. And so the more information you give, the background information, and then obviously the topic in which you want to create and the tone that is going to be, it is going to be way more effective. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what I'm telling you. You can really leverage it to save yourselves hours of life. Seasonal menus. You can use ChatGPT and say, hey, as I'm recording this, next month is April. You know, we own a pizzeria business. I'm in the, you know, maybe I have a vegan restaurant. I have a burger joint. And considering the season, considering I'm in the Florida, whatever state you're in, whatever city you're in, consider the flavors of, you know, what people like in our city. Come up with seasonal menu item suggestions. Come up with an appetizer. I want the food cost to be this. I want the, you know, the menu to be around this item. You can really dig into it based on what you want, but it's very easy for you to create seasonal menus. You do not need a chef for that. I'm going to get some hate mails for that one. Diet specific options. Maybe you're like, hey, I really want to come up with add gluten-free menu items to my menu. Maybe you want a vegan or for pescatarians or whatever thing it is, and come up with a description that'll make it appealing to that people group. You can really use that as well. Feedback analysis, you know, all the reviews that we get generously from our customers. Did you know you can copy paste, you know, 10 of the negative ones, maybe the long one, just copy paste all of them over to ChatGPT and say, hey, based on these 10 negative feedbacks, come up with what are the areas of improvements, keep it concise and actionable. What is it that our customers like and why that is? Analyze the data, can analyze the feedback. Of course, you can come up with responses for your feedback as well. Same thing you can do for your competitors. I can go to a competitor's, a national competitor, whatever thing it is, go copy paste a lot of the reviews over to ChatGPT and ask for it to summarize me and give me some actionables that I can leverage as well. Interactive training manuals. I have used ChatGPT as basic as that. Look at that. I have copy pasted our pizza menus. We have like 10 specialty menus. I've asked to come up with a menu quiz. Come up with a menu quiz team that is, you know, for choice, blah, 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 or fill in the blank style of training, quiz, all the things. Training manual, come up with an upselling script to sell Dos Equis. I want it to be less than 150 words, to be concise, to be this, and whatever thing it is that is just an upselling script. These are all training. You can go over the FAQ for your team based on different stuff. You can copy paste a section of the employee handbook, come up with summarize actionable training for your management. I mean, you get the idea. Just layer, go deep, deep, deep into it. Efficient inventory management. Did you know you can copy paste your menu over to, say, ChatGPT platform and ask for it to come up with a list of inventory items or best practices to measure this, this, that? And even for your inventory management, you could come up with training bullet points to use or create a chart that you can put on the wall, create an image that is going to be like a poster, all the things you can use. Event and catering proposals, you know, Do you have a catering menu? How can you optimize your catering menu? You can optimize the description. You can come up with new menu items that will be like maybe a lunchbox. We don't have lunchboxes, for instance, in our store. Like, hey, we don't have subs either. I can ask, hey, you know, we own pizzerias and I really want to expand our catering offering and I want to create these lunch boxes that have two items in them and a cookie. Come up with three possible things. One that would appeal to a vegetarian. One would appeal to this. You get the idea. I mean, it'll come up with the menu items, creative themes for like if you were hosting events in your patio. Maybe market analysis and research. So for example, I can say, you know what, in our world, I'm hearing anchovies a lot around here that it's like a trending ingredient. I can go to ChatGPT and say, hey, you know, if anchovies is a trending ingredient, come up with three different recipes that I can use as a pizza specialty pizza that we can create in our environment. I wanted to have five different ingredients. Anchovies is the highlight, you know, top ingredient or just the star of the show on my recipe, for instance. Any trend you see out there, you can copy paste that recipe, that trend over to ChatGPT and ask it to apply it to your contextually to your operations. We can use it for crisis management. Imagine there is a handling of a negative customer. It had a food poisoning issue. And you can ask, you know, how do I handle the scenario that I had a customer issues a food poisoning that is not valid because it's not happened, but the customer is threatened and it's going to go on social media and blah, blah, blah. You know, how do I handle that scenario? Maybe you have a scenario, a team member threatens to blow the restaurant up. How do you handle that? That has happened in our environment. Somebody was going to bomb something. And those are some of the crises that you need to handle. It could be weather, actually. I even came up once, you know, because randomly in Texas, weather is usually very nice. And randomly, we get a lot of rain. Our team members, our drivers really need a reminder how to drive on the road because there's a lot of crazy people on the road and the rain and all the things. If you're from here, you know. And so I have asked ChatGPT come up with three different trainings that are going to be less than 250 words. I'm going to use these as announcements that I'm going to send out to our team members when on rainy days on for our drivers when they're on the road. What are top three safety to consider on the road when it's raining to make sure our drivers are safe and this and this and that. Keep the language simple and concise and boom. And I just copy paste it. I don't need to know what are the safety features when it's raining or when it's all the stuff that are out there. Just leverage ChatGPT for that. Those are some of the crisis managements that I could think of for you. Health and safety compliance. Did you know that you can use ChatGPT to come up with safety and handling of your date stickers, FIFO, all the stuff in your, you know, kitchen and how to, you know, all the safety thing, the sanitizers, this, the cross-contamination, come up with five bullet point listicle for cross-contamination in the context of I have a steakhouse and we handle raw meat and da-da-da-da-da, or I'm a sushi place and this and this. And that, come up with five different points of training or content for a poster that I'm planning on putting on the wall. You get the idea. Thoughts on all the stuff we covered. That's it. Those are my notes. Fun stuff. If you would like to learn more, be sure to download that PDF. I'm going to be having future AI episodes coming up, how we are using ChatGPT. I'm still learning. I'm always constantly looking for ways to learn better and more effective ways. Again, as leaders, how can we be even more and more effective? I did not cover everything and all the many ways that you can choose a tool as low as $0 to $20 a month to help you go faster and be an effective reader, a leader. A tool as low as $0 to $20 a month to help you and assist you in all the things. Let me know your questions. If you have any AI-related questions down in the comments below, I would love to cover them in the future episodes. That helps me out. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.